Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chabarim, Erev Tov, here Tuesday podcast, here, third day of the Shavuot, third day of the week, Testify Tuesday. Once again, we got Psalm 27. Here, we're in the 24th sabbatical study, beginning the third book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus. Get into a little more of Leviticus. Leviticus, known in the Hebrew as Vayikra, and he called. Many are called, choose Yahweh, true God.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify.
I stamp them, destination unknown. All I did to Rasta, vintage of rain shower, Makalito Adawa, love you one and never, love you one and never, love you one and never. Take his water, enemy, give his giving free, love you one and never. Love you one another, love you one another. Cycle of ancestors, Abuna and Ababa, Maguire soldier. What about the Viper? Love you one another, love you one another. Could be the latest of the night, and in the earliest the morning time. Might be there for your needs, treat them right all the time. One another, love you one another, love you one another. What a vibe for Natalawa, send up a vibe throughout the struggle. To help one each other, Instagram, my vinegar. What a power over, devotion and fire. The light soldier. Love you on the head. Millions of fathoms, peaks of water. From below come the artist lover. Out of world to conquer. Love you one another, love you one another, love you one another, love you one another, love you one another. In the latest of the night, in the earliest of morning time, might be there for your need. Treat them right all the time.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
I'm going to testify.
Yeah. Mashed up now. Then the Kohen, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, thy face, O Jah, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the eye servant away in anger. The eye has been I, and I help. Leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, Hailei, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
T2T, or the Testify Tuesday, as an acronym we call it T2T, so, you know, hashtag T2T, 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 the Testify Tuesday, 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 the Testify Tuesday, 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 the Testify, the Testify, the Testify Tuesday, 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 Tuesday.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, today's daily psalm. Maybe we have a little bit of a slowness on the board right here. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 27, basic chant. Psalm 27, today's daily psalm.
Up there in
okay, right there. Today's daily psalm. That was the wrong. Yeah, the wrong audible there. But here, today's daily psalm. Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
And though it's about seven, I'm feeling so wise like I'm in heaven, you know. But Iman says, thou shalt not take the name of Allah thy God in vain. And if you do, brothers and sisters, it might cause you pure pain. That would hate, that would I. And we gather round sons and daughters, and shall be still unknown. The child loves you too, so you got to be a little while soon. Sit up in a kitchen time to make you feel so fine. Dash rain falls, why don't keep them down the line, you know. Sacked up for a while and about the bus and silent. Till you want it, tell them the sound of will be died. I've seen a day the name of the Lord down in vain. It will cause you feel pain, I tell ya. Respect the words of Allah, God. Heed and but in this time we have no choice, so we got to go forward. Forward, never backward, never say I love you forever. So we try to round the world and we don't run until it's to you, girl. Until you daddy coming down with me. Then when it comes and then we wait a little while. Someone little challenge you that bus pure silence. Then we walk down the valley, singing then we try down the valley. Gonna be with no intention till you're coming down and dash with segregation. Love one another, whether you black or white or brown or green, and come on the scene and be a really king. I say you gotta take it up to the words I've done. Cause God love us all, whether we great or small. As the poor one of God's word pass away, but the nurture pass away. I see God just swing and sweep for with the yonder wobbler day. Stand on the valley, see you got to officially. Rock it down the valley, when you see officially. See you on the corner, when you really, really dally. Sat around the corner, and we check for this family. Got you good, babe. As funny as I'm insane, I got to move on down the lane. Move on down the street, and kind of cool off the heat. Now rocking way down to this rocker seat. And kind of burn up the tower, kind of cool off.
Testify Tuesday, as an acronym we call it T2T, so, you know, hashtag T2T, 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 the testify. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. And here is the Shilshi, the third Aliyah for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, picking up at verse 7. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in the frying pan it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meal offering that is made of these things, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, and when it is presented to HaKohen, the priest, he shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take from the mincha, meal offering, a memorial. thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And that which is left of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aharon's, Ubanayu, and his sons. It is a thing most holy, most isla, most set apart of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. No mincha, no meal offering, which ye, y'all, shall bring la Yahuwah to Jehovah, shall be made with leaven yeast. For ye, for y'all, shall burn no leaven yeast, nor any honey, in any offering of the Yahweh made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye, y'all, shall offer them, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but they shall not be burnt on HaMizbeach, the altar, for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy mincha, meal offering, shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of Eloheka, thy Elohim, to be lacking from thy mincha, meal offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou shalt offer for the mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou, the eye, shall put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus chapter 3, and here at the Rebbe, the fourth aliyah for this Torah portion, this Pasha, chapter 3, the sweet savor offering, third item, the Shalamim, peace offerings, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, our peace. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of Shalamim, Dechinet, Meswa'it, peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, Zakar or Nekebal, he shall offer it without blemish, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priests, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the Shalamim, peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aharon's Benayel's sons shall burn it on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood, that is, on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering for a sacrifice of Shalamim, Edechinet Meswayet, peace offering, to a Gziav Yad Zestena, the good, the generous Av, he who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, be of the flock, Zakar or Nekebal, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aharon's sons shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar.
And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. HaKohen and the priests shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. He shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye, that y'all eat neither fat nor blood.
You see, that's a, you think, oh, how primitive, you know, how primitive these people were sacrificing to their God. It's like, you know, those people weren't stupid. And this is not primitive. Whatever it is, it's not primitive. It's sophisticated beyond belief, because the idea, as I already pointed out, is that you could sacrifice something of value and that that would have transcendent utility. And that is by no means an unsophisticated idea. In fact, it might be the greatest idea that human beings ever came up with. It's an answer to the problem that's put forward in the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because we became self-conscious, and then we discovered the future, and then we knew we were going to die, and then we knew we were vulnerable, and then we became ashamed, and then we developed the knowledge of good and evil, and then we got thrown out of paradise. It's like, that's a big problem. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Well, sacrifice. That's the hypothesis. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, man. That's what we're doing. You made plenty of sacrifices, even to sit in this theater, and many people made plenty of sacrifices to have a theater like this exist. And many people made sacrifices so that we could actually freely engage in the dialogue that we're engaging in a theater like this. And so it's like all of this is built on sacrifice, and sacrifice bloody well better work, because we do not have a better idea.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know that we make, the journeys we take, that's why I'm here telling it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side, you only see the fame and the limelight, you only see a rising star, but you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips, when I'm on the road, love sees me up the ship. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work, working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a your life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come in. I go to the north and I go south, I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course, chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews, and I just can't forget. Well, if at times I practice, working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
You know, because you were rendered weak-minded. You was rendered weak-minded. You know what I'm saying? The scripture says to rule thou in the midst of the enemies. But in order for you to rule in the midst of the enemies, you and I and we have to be trained. In order for us to be teachers, we have to be taught again what be the first principles of the oracles of God. Right, and as a babe, you know, with milk, the milk helps us the structure, the instruction, and then our teeth come in, then we mature, then we grow. Right, so I would say there is a point where sometimes you have to, you know, some things I wouldn't really check out more than, you know, I recognize this is weak, it's garbage. I've already circumnavigated it. I already do a 360. Sometimes I've actually tested it, watch it, and, you know, watch if somebody, I predict what they're going to do, and people are like, oh, you've seen this before? No. It's like, is this a can? This is canned goods. It's out the can. You know? It's out the can. You know, can that right there. But that's the second one where it says touch any unclean thing. So we might think it's just on a physical level. Right, like we're in Babylon, and Babylon spiritually is dead, but we don't touch their dead things, you know, which is their philosophies, their ideologies, their false gods, you know, based on their so-called leaders or misleaders and their, you know, worldly philosophies. That doesn't mean that we don't study it and break it down and find out that it's garbage and in what way it falls short of the glory. That's just scientific. That's just the knowledge, you know, doing the knowledge on it. Or touch human uncleanness, or be touched by it. That's why, you know, Paul says that, I'm not saying to separate from, like, the fornicators of the world, you know, in that sense. You know, otherwise you have to go out of the world, and you won't be effective for the kingdom. But it's saying, like, among the church, where if we bring in these kind of unclean ideas, you know, like as a part of this, you know, and I look at it as the spirit, you know, the spirit and the thought. It doesn't mean we don't address the subject or the topical matter, because many people are taken captive, right? So we have to be wise to salvation, to know what, you know, what it is and what he has provided for us as the weapons of our warfare. You know, so we do the logistics on this. You see, we're not being touched in our feelings, our emotion. Really, the touch part has a lot to do with the soul. The soul being the seat. Right? The soul being the seat of the emotions. Right? Touching the unclean things in our feeling, in our thought. Right? Touching human uncleanness in our feeling or thought. Or the last case right here of the four different cases when a person was required to present a chatiyat or a sin offering, which would be in the New Covenant sense an acknowledgement
right, acknowledgement of a falling short. And notice, it's whether one, it says unwittingly, right? It says if anyone has done this unwittingly. Now, I'm going to go over this again because there's a couple of questions coming to even my mind on this, but I will, you know, head rest on it. But the last case is uttered an oath or forgot, or uttered an oath and forgot. Like uttered a yay, you know, a yay, but then in following up the action was nay. Or, you know, uttered an oath, like put our word to something. Because remember, the oath is a sheba, a sheba, an oath. You know, so in such cases, the person had to confess and sacrifice a female sheep or goat. So even when we look at whether it was a male or a female, also speaks of the spiritual mechanic. And we're seeing the types to be object lessons. The typology to be object lessons of the new and of the true, right? And this is where we get, you know, certain symbolic forms of speech. You know, like you were saying about I and I, when am I and I, brother, where it was, where he says, well, free your mind and your ass will follow, in other words. Well, you can see that in a dual sense, right? But you can get the overall spirit of it, that basically just puts that emphasis on freeing your mind. Right, I look at the ass in that sense of like your donkey ass, because your donkey has, it's like the children of Israel. When they came out of Egypt, they loaded all their goods on the donkeys, on the asses, right? So they had freed their mind, you know, at least of a certain, you know, of some things, you know, through the working of John, they were able to free their mind. And the asses, in that sense, the asses follow. Or if he could not afford a sheep, right, two turtle doves or two pigeons, or if he could not afford birds, then he was to present choice flour, like fine flour, without, right, without oil. So what do we have here so far in looking at these, in looking at these types? And probably in the forward we'll go into a little more of a reasoning on what we were saying earlier about like cast not your pearls to swine, nor that which is holy caduce to dogs. And then we find another dog and pig. Now the dog is male and the pig is female, I notice, especially in this other use of that ancient proverb, the ancient byword, the ancient parable, that the dog returns to its vomit, and the pig, after being washed, it returns to wallowing in the mud. It's kind of very interesting there. So it's speaking there, even in the of a type of a soul and a type of a spirit, right? A type of a soul and a type of a spirit, as the male goat is for a chieftain, right? For a head, like in that position of the male, right? That aggressive. Right, while the layperson, the regular person, would sacrifice a female goat, right? So that female goat, right, would represent the more psychical or the subjective or the passive. You see what I'm saying? So when a leader has done something, or when a so-called, we say, a follower has done something. It depends on, you know, your particular station and responsibility in not just life, but also in a particular situation. Because you may be in one situation where, you know, in your family, your household, you're the leader of your household. But on your job or in a business with other, you know, brethren or sisterin, you are like a lay person. You're like one of the workers. You're not the main one, the leader, responsible, you know, for this work or this workload. So it's much in that same sense. But in casting your pearls, right, to swine, is speaking about, and or that which is holy to dogs,
is the reason why Christ himself, the Messiah himself, when he spoke to the multitudes especially, right, he did not speak to them, but even the disciples, actually the disciples or the multitude, but when he spoke to them, right, he did not speak to them without a parable, right, without a parable, you know, in order that they exercise, you know, you could say some discernment and some interest, you know, and like I said before, not to make it seem more like, you know, metaphysical-ish or like some, you know, some spiritual, like, you know, people say, well, he could have spoke it plain, even with the eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood. Why didn't he just say it? You know, why didn't he just, yeah, why didn't he just say it? Oh, no, I'm right here. Why didn't he just say it like that? You know, why didn't he just say it like that from the very beginning? Well, it's almost like the psalm that says, who are you, O man? You know, you talk back to John, like you talk to Pops. You know, Daddy Abba knows best, and you know, and bless. But there's even more of an inner reason for that, and hopefully that'll become clear to all. But we have here so far the yemikata in them hearts, the burnt offerings, or in the Hebrew, the ola. We have the ihlu, right, the ihlu or the minka, right, which is the meal offering, or sometimes called the meat offering, but not speaking of flesh or debtors, but actually speaking of, you know, choice flour with oil, right? Then also with, you know, no leaven or honey, right, in the meal offering, no leaven or honey. And it had to be seasoned with salt. It reminds me of the New Testament says, always let our speech be with grace and seasoned with salt. And it says, ye are the salt of the earth. So the meal offerings of first fruits, they had to be. So if a meal offering was fruits, like if a minka offering, an ehilu offering, the grain offering was with fruits, the meal offering, it had to be new ears, parts with fire or grits, the grits of fresh grain, right? The grits of fresh grain. Then we have the sacrifices of well-being, or what's called the peace offerings, the dechinet in the Amharic, or the shalamim. And remember, a note there, shalamim, literally is like the shaloms, the shalom, shalamim, or the making of restitution. It's also known as the making of restitution. Often in the Bible where it says, I'll pay my vows, and to pay, he'll pay them. It has to do in many places with peace. It's interesting. That's why he says, don't think that I give them peace like the world brings peace. Right? So we have the sin offering, the chatat, right? The chatat offering. And then here, we kind of already touched on it before, but it was the asham, the guilt offerings. Right, the guilt offerings, which would actually be part of the double of the 6-day portion, you know, where the mana was doubled, so we have the sixth and the seventh, and this would be under like the seventh or yeah, this part here on the asham, right, the end of the fifth, the end of the sixth, going into the seventh reading, the asham. Asham means guilt in Hebrew. I will never be ashamed. So English has a lot of Hebraicism. English does, you know, a lot of, even in the culture on so many levels, as well as a lot of Afro-Shemitic and the Kushite, Ethiopian, and even Egyptian things within the English language. You know, that goes just into the history of England before the modern English, right? But we have the guilt offerings, which are called the asham. Just thought it was interesting just to know, you know, pick sense out of what seems like nonsense, the shame, asham, right, asham, for I'm not ashamed, right, of the gospel, the power of God, and he who trusts in him, right, believes, but trust in him shall not be ashamed, and we trust in him by trusting his word, and the word resonates in our thought and in our feeling, and particularly in our feeling, when it resonates in our thought, now the feeling. Now she must receive, you know, she must receive so that, you know, that marriage of the spirit and the soul, right? So the guilt offerings is the asham, right? They were required when a person was unwittingly remiss about any sacred thing. So if they were unwittingly remiss, like they missed to do something that was holy, right? It was not like an intentional, you know, they intentionally, but like unknowingly, or we might say by accident, right? Now that's called a bedel, the bedel. Now here's what's interesting, the bedel, bedel means wrongdoing. Like we talk about bedachin, you know, like forgive us our, you know, trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, or in a kind of a little better way, forgive us our debts as we, you know, forgive those who, like, owe us debts, you know, or have debts that they owe to us in that sense. So the bedel is actually the wrong and the wrongdoings, right? Literally, be forgive us our wrongdoings as we forgive and let go. Yikar, yikrita. I actually was thinking on this in Vayikra. Remember we were talking about how Vayikra, Kara, the Quran, Kara, to call, to read, the Kare, the read, the way it's read, it will differ sometimes from the Ketub, the way it's written. Like we'll read in the English, it'll say Lord, but we'll say Jah, so the Kare will call out Jah. So in that same sense, but now here looking at the Ethiopian and the Ethiopic, the Amharic, Yikrita, Yikara, Kara, and Yikar, Yikar, like to forgive. So when we say Slika, Slika, pardon I, forgive I, or Yikrita, like let it remain, like don't carry that burden, leave it, put that burden down. I'm going to put my burden down by the riverside. You know, remember that song where you say that same idea there. So in such cases, a person had to sacrifice a ram and make restitution, plus 20% to the priest. Similarly, guilt offerings or sham were required when a person dealt deceitfully in or with guile, right, like a doublespeak in the matter of a deposit or a pledge, in the matter of a deposit or a pledge, through robbery, by fraud, or by finding something lost and lying about it, right? You know, lying about it. So I was thinking about early reggae, not early reggae, but, you know, like some of the roots reggae tunes where it's all like, wanty, wanty, you know, gravenous, gravelicious, covetous, and a lot of people sing, you know. But you see that in that same sense of how that when the movement of Jah people, even the first light, it was in the same spirit of pointing out these regulations of one to another that, yes, these things will happen. And as the night says that, you know, that one does, you know, make mistakes, and one will make some mistakes and sin, you know, but we always have a chance of forgiveness with the Almighty. So in looking at the guilt offering and in connecting it with even Vayikra in the word sound, Yika or Yikara, 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 Yikar, 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 which means to forgive, Yikar, you know, Yikar, Yikarita, right? So that guilt. So this is how forgiveness, you know, was done. It wasn't like just somebody say sorry. Like, you don't say sorry, you got to do something. You know, you got to go to the priest, work that out, you know. And then it says right here, it says, in such cases, the person had to sacrifice a ram and make restitution plus 20% to the victim. Notice that. They had to make 20%, right? You know, like that restitution, the sacrifice of the lamb. Remember, the ram. The ram came from their own supply. Or they had to go and with another Israelite or a Hebrew and get a ram, get that animal. You know what I'm saying? But the idea was that when they took this ram from their own supply, they wouldn't have any use of this. And you have to recognize that this is, in real world, this was the money. This was the currency. This was the liberty. This was the sustenance. This is the animals. You know, somebody was rich. They had a lot of a lot of livestock.
Like giving your car.
It would be almost like giving your car or giving a portion of your groceries, you know, giving like almost a portion of grocery. And when it says make restitution, it was also dealing with evaluation of what it was that was done, that was evaluated. You know, that was how much was that? So 20% to the priest, right? Only the courts, right? To the courts, you got to pay your fine to the court, and then a set 20% to the victim, right? A set 20% to the victim right there. I think that is very, very, you know, that is very, very important right there. And sometimes we say, well, how do we teach children this? I think we can basically digest the basic, back then, when I say back then, and this is what I mentioned to the brethren, that we live in a world today which we might think it's more difficult. I mean, some for us, in our time, we have to adjust to it. We don't really know consciously the things of the past. But if we start to learn, you know, the past, you know, like we ask, like, why these sacrifices? There's some theories about, you know, what was the purpose of the sacrifices, so forth and so on. Some say it was the world of that time. And in a sense, it was. You see what I'm saying? Right now, people who eat meat, you know, not to condemn, you know, each one have to judge for themselves, but not to condemn ones who eat meat. But you eat any kind of meat. Usually you'll go to the store and it's already freshly wrapped and so forth and so on, or they'll cut it for you, and they've drained the blood, they've done all this stuff, right? And now we would talk about how they be butchering animals and in the cruel and inhumane ways, and then also the medical side effects of a lot of that as well. The animals under great fear, they're in filthy places, and whether they're cut up, clean up, sprinkle, spray, you know, meat, and then you go and eat. So really, you know, when somebody says, one reason why I would say that I would not eat, that is, it's not just out of some Rasta pharisaical sense, but one of the reasons is that I can't be certain about any point in the process, you know, when you really understand what's at stake. But in those days, and even in certain other parts of the world, even in certain other parts of the country, people have to do this themselves. You know, if you grow up in the city seeing chickens like as cartoon animals on TV and Sesame Street, and Sesame Street, right, where Big Bird is a bocce boy inside of my, but anyway, you know, that you say, oh, it's so cute, and the children laugh. Remember, this is what you're giving, this is what you're feeding them, right? They laugh and feel all great about it, right? Then you go down, we're going to go to the farm, right? And we're going to go, you know, go to the country, you know? And so you still eat chicken and stuff like that, right? Like I said, not condemning, but, you know, each one judging themselves. So you eat some chicken, right? So you're on the farm, and no KFC or whatever around anywhere. And the people who live on the farm, they're used to this. Sometimes maybe they partake too. So now the child goes out there and see the chicken get its head cut off. And it's running around by the head. They're shocked. And now somehow said, don't show that to my children. I can understand. Maybe not showing them to, but you never see that about the cartoons on TV and everything else. So what they're getting is a interpretation of a parable that's a false type that will eventually lead to psychosis, to double-mindedness, to variety of mind controls. You know what I mean? Variety of mind controls. This will lead to even maybe MPD, what they call it, multiple personality disorder, or really I call it MPD, multiple possessive demons. Right, you know, different, because what's happening, you're seeing one thing. Oh, you want to believe the cartoon animal, right? This cat is acting like a dog, and this dog is acting like a cat, and then its personality and psychology is some sick, twisted, maybe a child-molesting human being is behind it in the Babylonian, what you call them, and your child is taking all this in, and then you wonder, well, how come, you know, my child don't listen to me? But the child already has listened to you. And the media that you told the child to watch and listen eventually told them, don't listen to them. And he said, you better watch that. The child said, I don't want to watch it no more. You better watch that program. And the program says, don't listen to your parents. And then you're like, child, obey me. I ain't listening to you. You wonder where that happened from. And then now the child thinks, wait, I did what you want me to do, and they told me don't listen to you. Okay, so I freed me up from listening to you. Now you're upset with me because I'm not listening to you. And then you're saying, well, children to listen to their parents and the Lord. Since when you have a relationship with the Lord? You know, you're going to lift that verse out of the Bible. Just obey the parents and honor that mother and father under here and there. But what about this? It says, Daddy, what about this? You don't talk back to me. You know, so if that doesn't create split personalities and psychosis, then what does? The very people who you want to trust and love. You know, and like I said, I'm saying this not to condemn any individual, you know, like any individual, because, you know, Father has not given me any courts in that sense. You know, nor judgment has not been committed in I and I hands by his Son, whom he has committed all judgment to as of yet. So we're just still in grace, you know, still ministering in grace and looking at some of these sort of situations. But there are ways to teach this, and we just present it right here. Kind of one way is by really understanding, well, what does it say? And how does that relate to the, you know, to the fulfillment? You know, how does that relate to the fulfillment in Christ? And when those who would say, many Christians who used to say, all they tell us now in this Council of Christianity that Jesus died for you, he died for you, but there's a whole context. See, when the Christians said among themselves, he died for us, they understood that, well, we've already been growing. You know, we're faithful and we're maturing, right? We're faithful and maturing, but many Christians get offended by these types. But they remind me of those disciples who were offended when Christ said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Right? Now, if we can overstand and understand that right there, then we should be able to, you know, understand this right here, right now. Looking at the Haftarah portion, but we'll save that for the, you know, the what a feat, you know, for the moving forward. And there's some other notes here, but let's just meditate on that for a moment. Let's meditate on that for a moment. The five, just think about the five types. Right, the five types of offerings, right, or rather sacrifices, which were offered, right, which were offered, what they represent, and also how they are fulfilled in Christ, and how even in the new covenant, right, in the new covenant, we also fulfill this, right, but in Christ. So the correspondence, you know, the correspondence of that then with this now. A very good example, once again, is John chapter 6. You know, John chapter 6, particularly the comparison of the manna, the manna, right? The manna, the bread of Jah life, of Jah liberty in the King of Kings, Christ. Aho, shalom, ras, tafari.
I'm gonna testify.
T2T, or the Testify Tuesday, as an acronym we call it T2T, so, you know, hashtag T2T, 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 the Testify Tuesday.
Yeah!
I'm
Tuesday. Christ feed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you. Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only take a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youths for Nazi dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them a want for know them history, you know, sister, them a moon. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a two web crown. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon throne. Kill a human, go a dance and left them picnic them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, diggity and ready in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more man a clown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind cannot for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something. Christ.
Yes, Habarim. The bread. Interesting, this word, bread, you know. But here, bread is very important because I'm trying to find this verse right here, the KJV. But, you know, to offer the bread, coming forward to offer the bread, you know. And we talk about breaking bread, you know. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of Eloheka, of the I Elohim. You know, he shall be wholly set apart to thee. For I, Yahuwah, who sanctify, who set thee apart, who set I and I apart, am holy or kadosh. So right here, just to share this, today's daily psalm is Psalm 27 here, again in the season of Psalm 27. But did you know, have you heard that prayer is a form of sacrifice? Now we're focusing on the theme of sacrifice because here we're beginning off this third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus Vayikra, or the Sefer Vayikra, and it has a key theme of sacrifice. Now getting to some of the basic questions here, the overview, but a basic bill right here, just taking some baby steps right now so we can get a good foundation on what is this handbook of the priest all about, you know, the context of it then, and then how does it foreshadow the new covenant, you know, the right now, you know, application of it.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Well, if you take the animal and you burn it, then the smoke rises, and God is that which is above, and so God can detect the smoke, and then he can detect the quality of the offering. So that's the idea behind the offering, and it is archaic. It's not the way that modern people think about sacrifice, but I think about it psychologically as a developmental move towards full recognition of the idea, first of all, that work is a form of sacrifice and vice versa, and that because you sacrifice the present to the future at least, but you also sacrifice everything to your highest priority if you're not confused. And then that brings up the question of what the highest priority should be and what the quality of the sacrifice should be. And the answer to that psychologically is it should be the highest possible quality sacrifice to the highest possible thing. Because you otherwise you have to ask yourself, well, why would you bother doing it? So it's easy to dismiss these ideas of burnt offering as primitive superstition, but there's an idea behind them that's it's unbelievably deep and profound, and also the idea that life requires sacrifice to continue in its utmost form, and that the sacrifice should be voluntary, and that even it should extend in some sense, and has to the sacrifice of the innocent. I mean, that's an extremely profound and also very problematic idea, but it can't be just hand-waved away.
And there's a manner in which, if you take that fractally and you apply it to little things or to purposes in general, there's a manner in which the purpose will always know the quality of your sacrifice,
right?
Because what you do, the quality of what you do will attain or not the purpose.
Right.
Like, the world will hit you back. You can,
yep,
you can pretend with people. You can lie. You can deceive. But if you're trying to be a good basketball player,
and you don't make
the sacrifices,
yeah,
you're not going to be a good basketball player.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and that's another indication of the intrinsic logos of the world. And we also know this deeply, I would say, inside ourselves, because people know perfectly well that their conscience can torment them. And it is the case sometimes that people's conscience is overdeveloped and has this tyrannical superego element and will knock them down. But if your conscience is functioning well, basically what it does is indicate to you constantly that your sacrifices are either not of the right sort or they're not of the highest quality. And you call yourself out on that, right? And so, and what's one of the things that's so odd about that is you can't, if you try to escape from that, it just makes it worse for you, and you know that, and you really can't escape from it, not except by abiding by it. You can fight it and all of that, and you can harden your heart and become even more determined in your willingness to make improper sacrifices, but you know perfectly well, I've never seen anyone that in some fundamental sense was deluded on that account. People know. They know. I could have tried harder.
By the way, is it your theory then, in light of all these days and that subject of sacrifice, do you feel that we are net losers religiously, morally, theologically, net gainers, or neither, having no more sacrificial system?
Well, I think we do still have a sacrificial system. I mean, I asked my students all the time in my Maps of Meaning class, a lot of them were children of first-generation immigrants, often Asian. I said, what did your parents sacrifice to come here? Well, it's like they knew exactly what that meant, and they knew exactly, generally, what they had sacrificed as well. And so we've spiritualized it in some sense, and partly what you see in the entire biblical corpus is the spiritualization,
agreed,
the psychologization of a sacrificial practice.
But very specifically, and I don't have an answer.
In the fact that we don't act it out.
The actual carnal representation of sacrifice, is that a loss that we don't have?
It's a very good question. I mean,
I
know. part of the question that Jonathan and I have been debating back and forth constantly is, and part of the question that this book raises is, to what degree does what's become abstract still need to be represented in image and action, right?
Right.
How much does it have to be ritualized?
Yeah.
And
but
the answer
is still,
we don't
I mean,
know.
In Jewish tradition, there is still, even though it's not a killing of an animal, there still is a ritualized aspect of the sacrifice. Is there some kind of giving, like giving money or giving something which becomes like a...
Judaism, the Torah and Judaism later, are very concrete religions. It was even dismissed by some Christians in the Middle Ages as a carnal religion because it's so deeply embedded in life.
Mm-hmm.
The abstract is less important than the concrete in many ways in the Torah and in Judaism. But I'm asking this. I don't know if you know this. I'm sure Oz knows this. Many, many religious Jews still pray daily for the restoration of the sacrificial system, that the temple be rebuilt, and specifically so that we can sacrifice again. And
there's no denying the drama of blood and death.
Right. So you would not dismiss that prayer as odd.
I tend not to dismiss anything that's extraordinarily peculiar out of hand, right? Because there's usually something lurking underneath it. But I mean, in Christianity, obviously, you still have a sacrifice.
We participate in the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
It's not a
repeated sacrifice, isn't it?
It is a participation, a perfect memory in the participation of the sacrifice of Christ.
It is an unusual period. AD 70 is when it disappeared, isn't it?
Right.
Destruction of the temple. And they shifted from the temple to the synagogue, and from, if I understand it rightly, Dennis, from sacrifice
to prayer.
To prayer.
Right.
And I always wonder, how does prayer fill in for sacrifice?
Well, hopefully when you pray, you sacrifice your own
for
tyrant, right? Because that's it.
Well, partly
what you're saying is, I think if the prayer is proper, is you're saying, there's part of me that needs to go. There's part of me that I need to let go. There's part of me that needs to die, and it has to be given up to something higher. What part of it is of me has to go? And there's a contemplative aspect to that, and you look to the highest to help guide you in that. So there's a discriminating spirit within you that can help separate the chaff from the wheat, and the offering up of the chaff is the sacrificial gesture, and so that can be transformed into prayer. One of the things that Jung would say about that, for example, is that if you give up enough psychologically, you don't have to. You'll cut your losses in actuality. And, of course, that's sort of what thought's for, is right? So that you can get yourself straight. You can give it up in abstraction so you don't act out the pathology, and then nothing dies in actuality. But that still means you have something to give up. And part of that repentance idea is a sacrificial notion. It's like, well, oh, that's what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big part of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to hurt when that goes. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but maybe you won't die. And then you offer it up as a sacrifice to something higher, because otherwise, why would you improve? Mm-hmm. And that discriminating spirit inside that judges what's in you that should be sacrificed, that wouldn't even exist unless it was existing in relationship to something higher, because there'd be nothing to serve as a judge.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening.
Yeah.
27
Psalms.
Psalm
27. I'm going to try to just keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. In your thoughts. The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? For when wicked even my enemies and my foes came up for me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. No one all shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. No war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing of I desire of John, that will I see, God, that I may dwell in the house of Jah the days of my life, to behold the beauty of John, to inquire in his temple. Cause in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret places of his tabernacle shall he hide I. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round and about me. I will sing yea, and I will sing praises unto Jah. Yea, O Jah, when I cry with thy voice of mercy, also bring me an answer. Cause when thou saidest, seek ye thy face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Jah, will I see, God. Put not thy servant away in anger. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Jah, for my salvation. Cause when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord God, the Rastafari, I will take thy own. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. O only with his eyes shall he protect and guide us day by day, night by night. Jah will guide us in every way. So people keep the faith no matter how the time gets rough. People keep the faith no matter how the time gets rough. God the Lord is my light and my salvation, I say. Just keep the faith and hold on. Keep the faith and keep on keeping it on. Keep the faith and keep the faith and keep on doing on. Keep the faith and keep on doing good, like you know you should in your neighborhood. To all the people you can, in every way you can. God the Lord is my light and my salvation, 27 Psalms I say. No war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing wise is I have done, that will I see, God. That I may dwell in the house of Jah the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Jah and to inquire in his temple. By the time of trouble shall I be way up in his pavilion. And take me up in higher, ever higher, 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 higher. Jah shall take higher and higher in higher region. Take me to the city. What a beautiful city, where the people show a love and happiness in heaven. For the Lord me light and all my salvation. The Lord had never telling never fear. On a wicked man we have no.
Yes, 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 big youth, big youth, big youth right there with today's daily psalm. Psalm 27.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Let's speak a couple of first words for today's daily psalm. The Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Zayin. Psalm 27, Psalm XXVII, Psalm XXVII. Le David, Le David, of David, of David. Superscription to today's daily psalm. It's a psalm, yes. If you look into the King James Version, before we ride up with the Royal Amharic from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Chayil Salasi, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Samuna Yitbarek, yes, I, blessed be the name. So here we have Lid David, of David. Now, here's a couple of interesting points before we ride up, because some of these things that we find here, even in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, the Psalter, the Sefer of Tehillim. Tehillim, in today's daily psalm, the Rolam Hark, we have Elilta, the Elilta. Hopefully we can note that when we come across that particular verse. But today's daily psalm is a psalm for the high holidays, the Isla days. Here we have the Shabbat Zakor in the season. Here the Shabbat Zakor. So here a couple of first words for this psalm in connection both with the first principles of the oracles of HaElohim, the Dibre Elohim, the what be the first principles, the objective truth, right, the objective reality, right, and then also as it applies even right here. So we have Psalm 27 for the high holidays. Now we did audible, evergreen, you know, audible right there, you know, hope to share, you know, ones may have hopefully already heard that, but here, before we ride up with the Rolam Hark, some notes need to be noted here. Now there's Nassim X, let's see if we have him on the board as well, Nassim X, because perhaps he can play this before as we are seeking to coordinate. I think it's called Psalm 27, but it's in there. It's in the year. It's SOARS, something known as SOARS. It's a recession, right? Re-R-E hyphen session, but it's from Nassim, right? A black man, you could say, who converted, as one would say, and even he acknowledged that, to the Hasid Yehudinet or Judaism, you know, to that particular, you know, but he's done some rap and hip-hop and also some very interesting Hebrew, shared some here on the air, and also shared this particular tune here. He's with Nassim X, forget what his former, you know, rap name, but this is, you know, means miracles, you know, in the Hebrew, Nassim X with Simon Benzaquen, B-N-Z-A-Q-U-E-N. I mentioned that because it is the first verse, and the seventh verse, the first verse and the seventh verse is what Simon Ben Zalquen is the rabbi, and so he's chanting the verse, and the scene, you know, chanting these verses, verse 1 and 7, and the scene is bringing forward his lyrics, his relics regarding sores, and it's very, very interesting. I'd like to share that as well, and if you shared it already, let's just share it again, just to give ear, right, even from first hearing. So here, I think he rides up with some would, instead of the tetragrammaton, or in the lexicon, Sister Mariama Tanay, with that recent, from, what was it, the 13th of March, 2019. You can give ear, here on the Blog Talk Radio, Discipleship Radio, also the link with blogtalkradio.com, LOJ Society, and you can find those links at RastafariFoundation.org, but she brought forward a presentation and part of a research and a study on tetragrammaton in the lexicon. So now, some of the things that I'm saying right here are also going into, in some cases, in some more detail, giving some points of reference. But sometimes some Yehudi would not say the Yod Hey Wah Hey, the tetragrammaton, may say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Others will say Adonai, 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 right? Or Doni, Adonai. Some Yehudi will say Adonoi, Adonoi, in their particular pronunciation, Adonai. Now, interesting, the Adonai name also appears in some very, we could say, some very special places, even in the Ethiopic Devasanat and the liturgy, some of the other prayer books that are used, the Devasan, some of the Ethiopic Midrash, some of the studies, the Hagagoria. There's the different technical names that are used for some of these documents, but they're part of the manuscript, the true berry, so to speak, you know, of the Judeo-Christian, the growth of this Judeo-Christian faith of the King of Kings, even of we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, we Rastafari Yehudi of Moah Anvesas and Negeta Yehuda. Yes, I Rastafari. So here we have Lit Dawid. We would enunciate this here just to touch on the first verse to give one a hear. Right here, Yahuwah Ori, where Yishaiya, Mimi Ira, Yahuwah Maoz Chayai, Mimi Efchad, 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 Efchad. Now, what we have here, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Right? Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, some may say, Yahweh, Ori, Ori, Yahuwah, Ori, Yahuwah, Ori, wa Yishaiya, Mimiya, Ira, Yahuwah, Ma'oz, Chayai, Mimiya, Efchad. Efhad. Jah, Jehovah, is my light and my salvation. Yahweh Ori, my light, he who be, we be, my light, and Yeshi, my Yeshua, my salvation, my victory, Mimira, who, me, or from who, ira, will I fear, from who will I fear, in that sense, in the Hebrew, but whom shall I fear, mimira, who, from who, ira, will I fear, Yahuwah, ma'oz ha'yai, mimia efhad, Jehovah is the stronghold of my life, of whom, mimi, of who, from who, Efchad. From who, of whom, in that sense of whom or from whom, shall I, Efchad, be afraid. Now, KJV brings it out, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Stronghold, the strength, Ma'oz. We have Ma'oz, the Hayai, the Ma'oz. The Ma'oz is a fortified place, a place for defense, but at the root is the Oz, you have Oz, the Uzi, my strength, Oz, strength, Ma'oz. Ma'oz is a place that's fortified. Ma'oz is a place that's strengthened, right, like a fort. Let me say fort, even in the, going to the Latin and the earlier languages, fort, fortis, strength, strong, stronghold, the stronghold of Hayai, my Hayai, my life. So this is one of the verses right here, the first verse. Now, in this psalm is seen a hymn of confidence, even with one of the Bible softwares where they kind of have like also a little theme, you know, section bar, almost like within the Scofield Study Bible, some of the sections, you know, would have, you know, like a subsection explaining this area. It's interesting because some of those breakdowns of the section, when you look into the Hebrew, these are some of the open and closed places. Right, we also have that reflected in His Majesty's Bible when we're looking at the text and learning to read the text. Not just read the text, but also read how it's structured. So here we have Ka'egziari Hergar Yallo So Diferet. Ka'egziari Hergar with Egziari, the sustainer, Yod Hey Weh Hey Yahweh, with he who be who he be, Yallo So Diferet. The Diferet. The boldness, the Diferet. The confidence, the Diferet. Here in the good sense, the Diferet, right, that a man has, that a human being has with Egziyavihar, with the sustainer of the good, the open-handed, the generous Ab, with Elohim Ha'ab, with he who be who he be. So we have this psalm, this hymn here, the hymn for the high Isla days, holidays, Psalm 27, as a hymn of confidence. Speaking of confidence, the author is confident in the victory of Adonai, his protection, itection, guidance, and itection. And here he asks Ha'adon, asking the Lord, the sovereign, to vindicate him. So this is what we ask. So we're just getting some of the first words so we can give praise. It's like musicians would study the song sheet, the music sheet, the notes, we'll maybe reason on even interpreting the music, you know, the word, sound, power. Remember that the word is before sound. So here we have this first verse here. Jah, Jehovah is my light. He illuminates my uncertainty, cheers my outlook, and floods my troubled life with brightness. Now, in Latin, the Vulgate Bible, the translation is Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Dominus Illuminatio Mea. Illuminatio, Illuminatio Mea. Dominus. That the Lord is. This is the text that was chosen as the motto of Oxford. Oxford University's motto is its first word in today's daily psalm, the Kaf Zain Psalm, Psalm XXVII, Psalm 27. It's today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. So we have, the Lord is my light. Yahuwah Ori, my light, my illumination. He enlightens my heart and my mind. He is my light and my deliverance, my salvation, my victory. We Yishi. Light is often used as a metaphor for deliverance, a metaphor for victory, a metaphor for salvation, and the life and the life, the baraka, that light, that or, the or, Yahuwahori, Yishai, my light and my salvation. We have other psalms, Psalm 37 and 6, Psalm 97 and 11, Psalm 112 and 4, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Esaias, chapter 49, verse 6, chapter 51, verse 4, and Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, where we have this connection of light. Bamarinya, we have a Gziavia Verhanena Medhaneteno, Emiasferan, Mano, Gziavia Yahiwate, Metaminyawano, Emiasenegeteng, Mano. Get into that as we ride up right there. But the light, my light, Barhane, my Barhane, here in the Hebrew we have Ori, Ori, my light. Another option one would say is that the light here refers as well to the divine, the divine guidance, that illumination. That illumination. You know, when they say that sunlight is the best antiseptic, did they say that antiseptic, something of that effect, that it cleans, it cleanses, thus that light, the divine guidance in Psalm 43 and 3 that is brought out. Whom, from whom shall I fear? This is a rhetorical question. It's not like, whom shall I fear? You sit down, oh, I fear this, I fear. No. Mimira. Because he who he be is my light, my illumination, and my Yeshua, my victory. Mimira is a rhetorical question. It anticipates the answer, no one, none. Whom shall I fear? No one, none. Yahuwah ma'oz hayai. Mimia efchad. Efchad. He who be, who he be, is the stronghold of my life, the strength, the strong place, the fortress of my life. Mimia efchad. Of whom, from whom shall I be afraid? Another rhetorical question here. It anticipates the answer. No one, none. Over said, anticipate that answer, but it's an unsaid answer. Overs, right? Because a rhetorical question. Who? From who? Because he who be, who he be, is my light, is my Yeshua, Yeshi, is the Ma'oz Chayai. Right? So that's the first verse right there that is brought forward. Right? The first verse right there in today's daily psalm. Now, what's interesting is that when we listen to the Nisim Exum, right, it's that verse, and then moving forward here to the seventh verse. But now how it's said, the first verse, I think they say Hashem. I think the Rabbi Simon Bezakwen says, Hashem Ori, Weishi, Mimi, Ya, Hashem Ma'oz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad. I think he says the Hashem. You know, others will say Adonai, Ori, Yishai, Mimi, Yira, Adonai, Ma'oz, Hayai, Mimi, Efchad, in that sense, you know, right? And, you know, as you said once again, to get a little more of a very good research and presentation of the facts, check out Mariama Tanei's The Woman Wednesday Tetragrammaton in the Lexicon, right? So here we're at the Zayin verse of today's daily psalm, Kaf Zayin, at the seventh verse. And here we have Shema'ah, Yahuwah, Shema'ah, Yahuwah, Shema'ah, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Here he would say, Shema Hashem, Makoli, Ekra. Hear, O Jehovah, when I call with my voice, Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra. Now, is there anything Ekra? Ekra, I call. Kara, he called, to call, Kara. We have Wayikra, and he called, and Jehovah called out. And shout out to Moshe, even here as we begin Wayikra. We have Shema, Yahuwah, Koli, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra. My voice, I call, I shout to Jah, I shout out, Wechaneni, Waeneni, Wechaneni. Someone say Wechaneni, Waeneni. Wechaneni wa'eneni, and be gracious to me, have mercy also upon I, and answer me. So these two verses, so what we have in today's daily psalm is the first three verses, Jah is his ally, thus the hymn of confidence, the victory of good over evil. In verses 4 to 6, Jah his protector, verses 4 to 6. Then we get to this seventh verse. It begins off the section that is the call for help. When I call with my voice, when I shout aloud, I call out your name, Kara, Ekra, Koli, my voice, Ekra, my voice is calling out. I'm shouting out, Shema, Shema Yahweh, Shema Yahweh. Hear, O Jehovah, Koli, Ekra, Koli, Ekra. The change is a change in tone when we go through the verses. All right, just touching on the highlighting here, and it's unmistakable. After voicing his implicit trust, Elohim and Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, he is forced by circumstances. Circumstances make me, are forcing the situation to face the realities of his position. Shots fired. They are such as to induce him and in him a mood of prayerfulness. Calling, 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 calling with my voice, Koli Ekra. And what does he ask? Wachaneni, be gracious, have mercy, Hanan, Wachaneni, 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 and answer, 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 answer on I and I behalf. So what do we have here? Now, besides those two verses, that's so that when one's the one to get a hear of Nassim Extune and Simon Bezaquin, just when you hear the ring Hashem Ori, Vayishi, Vayishi, Mimi Ira, Hashem Maoz, Hayai, Mimi Efahad, and then the Shema'a Hashem, Koli, Ekra, Vahaneni, Wahaneni, Wa'ineni, or Va'ineni, as they might enunciate, just the overs, just to be able to receive, you know? Hymn of Confidence, the LXX, the Septuagint. Now here we are looking at the Sefer Tehillim. It's the Hebrew, or you could say the Jewish, Judaic, the Psalter. Right? We're looking at this right here. And here in the introductory notes, the summary, it says, the LXX, the Septuagint, adds to, of David, Lid Dawid, the words, before he was anointed, adding before, we have in the Royal Mark, Psych Eba, Ya Dawid Mezmor, Bamarinya, in the Metz of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But here, in the Yehudi, or the Jewish, the Sefer Tehillim, they have this footer that the LXX adds to, of David, the words, before he was anointed, Psych Eba. And so dates the psalm at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. This psalm is thought to be the beginning of Shaul's persecution. If it's well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence in Jah, Elohim, and the true good, the true God, amidst perilous conditions. The composition, it falls into two divisions, two parts. There's a second part commencing at verse 7. A distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led modern commentators to suppose, or we could say assume, that we have two separate fragments joined together. But the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable and hopefully understandable, and one can come to that overstanding. In the Yehudi ritual, the rites, the Judaic rites, even though we the black Jews, even though the line of the tribe of Judah, the psalm, the Mezmor, the chant, the intonation, is and was appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth moon of the month as preparation for the advent of the new year and the Day of Atonement. Now, it's interesting, one more note here, that the adversaries that we find in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to uck up, the promptings to sin, the promptings to effery, the promptings to falling short, missing the mark, to sin, chatat, from which deliverance is sought. Now, that's an interesting note right there, because one might have imagined that it's just speaking about like the so-called outer, you know, the outer enemies or adversaries, but it's also that which is within we is being addressed right here. Yes, I. So we ride up, riding up, give thanks and praise. Today's daily song. First three verses, that touch on the first verse. Yeah, let's touch on this verse here. When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Bikrov alai miyaraim le'ekola eta besari araya we'oiraya li heima kashlu we'naflu. They stumbled, heima, they kashlu. They stumbled, with naflu, and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, against I, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident, will I be eifident. Im kachne alai, machne lo yira libi. Im atakum alai, milhamma. Bezot ani boteach. Ani boteach. Ani. Bezot. In this ani. In this I. Boteach. Boteach. Is confident. Is eifident. Even in this. In this. Confident in the victory. The victory of good over Eve, over Eve, over Eve, over Eve, over Eve, over Eve, over Eve.
Here, 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 Nassim, Nassim X, and Simon Bezalquin, Soars Recession, here based on today's daily psalm, Psalm 27. Verse 1 and verse 7, key verses in every two.
Mass have been getting on me all day, but my feet got sores, and I ain't getting the proper rest sleeping next to dogs when they bark all night long. My fingertips is bleeding from them thorns picking cotton, and my brother's in the house, he's spoiled rotten. Yeah, he the product of my mama, but he's the seed of the plant owner, the one who hung my father. And he, I am the honor, but inside I want to slaughter, full of rage. A nightmare I can't explain. Would write it down, but I can't even write my name. Oh, freedom, bring joy, my pain. Now do I pray to God or the conjurer? Seen others die from escape plans they conjured up. Sitting on the plantation, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The sores won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen. Truck, and if it wasn't for my trade, it would be us. I'm staring at my mother in the line, and it's for the last time, and I know it in my mind, but I can't let them see me cry, cause I seen another man do it, and he's no longer alive. The orchestra is playing, you can see the fear amongst them, they wear it on their faces, heart racing. They awake me in the dawn, they beating me, kicking me, putting numbers on my arm, but I'm strong. I have to be, because I'm never leaving. Will I die by the bullet, or cause I haven't eaten? Forsaken by my God, so I feel. Cause if he heard us in Egypt, why can't he hear us here? After concentration, contemplating. No cures for these sores, only more hatred. If I can dream for a little bit, I dream about getting away. Wanna go far away from this place. Let me free so I can find my way. The stars won't fade, they will always remain. I know one thing's for sure, that we won't let it happen.
Vaneni
Yes, yes, yes. I mentioned the Royal Amharic as well, the Metsas produced. Yes, I. So I had to share that with the eye. But first, right here, another a little reasonment here from Nassim X right here. Nassim, N-I-S-S-I-M, can mean like banner, nace, like a flag, a banner, something you lift up. And Nassim also a sense of miracles or miracles. But here he speaks on briefly here on why are they stopping you? Nassim Black, a.k.a. Nassim X. Check this, check this. Right over
so we always need more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah. This is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel that Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of Bezat Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Strengthen ourselves with tefillah. Tefillah in the Hebrew prayer. And it depends on what he said, how much emunah. Emunah often is translated as faith, like admittance from the Aminah, the Amen. Emunah you have in betachin. Betachin, as in the psalm, Ane Boteach. I will trust. I will be confident, confident in the victory of good or evil. Baruch Hashem.
Adonai.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Yahuwah.
Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name.
Baruch
Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Blessed be the name, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yahuwah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari. Some say Baruch Adonai, blessed be Adonai. So I mentioned the Royal Amharic, and here he like to share. So first here on the Royal Amharic native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, right from the HSV Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Amharic Bible. Here on the Barrington Levi, Dove, My Light and Salvation.
مزمور هيا سدس بكنس هيا سبع سايك أباي داويت مزم اكزياب هير برهاني نام داني تينو يم ياسفر راين ما نو እግዚአብሔር የህይወቴ መታመኛዋ ነው የሚያስደነግጠኝ ማን ነው ክፉዎች አስጨናቂዎቼ ጠላቶቼም ስጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉና ወደቁ ሰራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ እተማመናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመን እርሷንም እሻለሁ በህይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም እመለከት ዘንድ በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና በዓለት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ በድንኳኑም የልልታ መስዋዕትን ሰዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኩትን ቃሌን ስማኝ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ ልቤ አንተን አለ ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር ተቆጥተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለ አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ የሐሰት ምስክሮችና መጠኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጠኝ የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ በርታ ልብህም ይጽና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Of the King of Kings Bible right here, along for Targum interpretation.
Psalm 27. Mezmur Haya Sidis Haya Sabat Saik Eva Yedawit Mezmur, a Psalm of David, a hymn of confidence, Psalm 27. The Septuagint and the Rab, the Revised Amharic Bible, then the Rastafari Amharic Bible, the Authorized Metzav Kedus of Nukus Neges Ketamawi Halasalase, as the Septuagint adds to of David the words before he was anointed, or Saikava, before he was anointed. And so dates the psalm, the Mezmur, at the time of the beginning of Saul's persecution. If it's well into those circumstances, revealing a spirit of implicit confidence, confidence in Elohim, Kedus Selassie, amidst perilous conditions. The composition falls in two divisions. The second part, commencing at verse 7, a distinct change of tone is discernible, which has led Martin
commentators suppose that we have two separate fragments joined together, but the difference may be due to a change in mood, which is easily understandable. In the Hebraic and the Judaic, the Jewish ritual, the Psalm, Psalm 27, is appointed for recital daily throughout the sixth month as preparation for the advent of the new year and Day of Atonement. A note here, the adversaries that we find in verse 12, the adversaries found in verse 12 are metaphorically interpreted as the promptings to sin, or the yitzer ha'ra'a, right, or the kafata zinbale, the inclination to sin, or to chatiyat, from which I liver into sort. So it's important to note that the adversaries, as we come to verse 12, in verse 12 of Psalm 27, to even show the metaphysical, or the spiritual, should we say, application, the spiritual application to these enemies as not being outer, just flesh and bloody enemies, but also to those promptings, to the thoughts and to the feelings that prompt us to chatiyat, to miss the mark, or to sin. So this psalm right here, Psalm 27, let's get the KJV, we're looking at the Hebrew and the Masoretic translation in the English and in the Hebrew, as well as the Revised Amharic Bible of the King of Kings. Just looking for verse 12 where it says, deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out cruelty. The word elatoche bamarinya, mine adversaries, or my enemies, right? Mine enemies. This phrase here is the phrase translated as, deliver I not over to the will of mine enemies, in the KJV, King James Targum, and here in the English from the Masoretic, it reads, deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries. So we have enemies, adversaries, bamarinya, telatoch. So it says, let elatoche fekad atisteng, do not give me to the will, to the fekad, to the will, the fekad of elatoche, of I and I haters. And it's interesting that the footnote here in the Talim has that the adversary or enemies found in verse 12 of Psalm 27 are metaphorically, according to their type. So it's like a parable, right? It's a proverb. Right, a parable that wisely understood is understood and interpreted as the promptings to chatiyat, to the missing of the mark, or what is called commonly sin, from which deliverance is sought. So Psalm 27, a hymn of confidence. Make a note, we don't have it in the English, this is a Psalm of David, but in the Royal Amharic Bible of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, as well as the Septuagint, we have Sai Keba. And Sai Keba, Keba anointed Sai, while not being anointed Sai Keba, or before being anointed Yedawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Let's go to this right here. That's the Ma'awun Menfis Kadus, Ahadu Amlak. Since most of us probably have and should have the King James Version translation, follow along as we chant the Royal Amharic, or the pure language of Negus Neges from the Metzaf Kedus, and we're going to read, use the translation here from the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew to the English, in other words, the translation within the Hebrew to Halim, and that's the Psalter of the Mizmur Ledavi. So, Besim Av, Avu Lidwa Menfes Kedus, Sahadu Amlaka, Mezmor haya sedist haya sabat, saik eba yedawit mezmor. Egezi abihera verhanenam hedachanetenu, yemia safaranye manno. Ekazi ave hara ya hiwete metamanya wano. Yemiasa de negatang mano. Yahweh, he who be who he be, Ekazi ave hara the sustainer, is my light and my salvation. Ekazi ave hara bur anena met haneteno. Whom shall I fear? Emias farang mano. The Lord, Yahweh, the sustainer, Ekazi Aviher, is the stronghold or the strength of my life. Ekazi Aviher, Yahweh, metaminyawano. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yemiasa de negatang mano. When evildoers came upon I to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Kufuoch askinakiwoche alatoche sgayin yibeluzen bekarabugize inarsu tesenakuluna wedeku wedeku. Though a host should encamp against I, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against I, even then will I be confident. Sarawitim bisafarabin, live aifaram, selfima bianesabin, bezi etamamenalo. Now here, it says in this is actually found, so here we find that is in this. When it says in this, that's the key right there. It says, in this will I be confident. Bezi etamam menalo. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, the sustainer, Ekazi Aviher, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh, he who be who he be, all the days of my life. Ekazi Aviherina andid negara lemenut arsuanim ishalo Bahiwate Zeminohulu the Ekazi Avihar Beta Norzin Ekazi Abiharin Desyamiya Senyunim Aizen Mekadesunim Melekatzen. One thing have I desired of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple, to behold the graciousness of Yahweh and to visit early in his temple. Bedin kwanu soronya lina, bedin kwanu meshashagia shashigonya lina, be aleta lai kafkefa dargonya lina. For he concealeth me in his pavilion in the days of evil. He hideth me in the covert of his tent. He lifteth me up upon a rock. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Enaho, ahun bazuriya balu bet alatoche lai arrasin kafkafadarraga bedun kwanuma ya ilta mashawa iltin shawaw. La Ekazi Aviher kenyalo izamur letamalo. And now shall my head, my Rastafari, be lifted up above mine enemies round about I, and I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices with trumpet sound. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, Isis, to he who be who he be. His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to Egziah the Her, to the Sustainer, to the Good Father. Abetu, Wode Ante, Yechohutin, Kalein Sumanye, Marenina Adim Tang. Hear, Yahweh, hear, Abba, Abetu, O Father, his Father, O Abba of the house, when I call with thy voice, and be gracious to I, and answer I. Hear, O Jah, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon I, and answer I. Ante siten ishut balih gizeh avetu siten ishalom libim anten ale. In thy behalf my heart hath said, seek ye my face, thy face, O Yahweh, will I seek. Or, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said to thee, unto thy face, Avirtu, O Father, will I seek. Fitin kaine atesaur te kwetite ka bariyah fekeka atbel redato hunning atet alen ye meda khanite mamlak hoy atetawen. Hide not thy face from I, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been I help, cast I not off, neither forsake I. Elohai Yishaiah, O power of I salvation of I and I Yeshua. Hide not thy face far from I, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake I, O God of my salvation. Abate na na teya te taunyalina egazia beharginna te kebeleng. For though my father and my mother have forsaken me, egazia behar sustaina Yahweh will take I up. When my father and my mother forsake, leave I, then Yahweh will take I up, will receive I. Abirtu, men gedehinna asa tamareng, selet elatochima bekenna men ged merang. Teach I thy way, O Yahweh, and lead I in an even path, because of them that lie in wait for I. Teach I thy way, Abirtu, O Father, his Father, O Ab of the house, and lead I in a plain path, because of mine enemies, because of my haters. Ye haseta misukrochina amet anyoch tenesataum binyalana le talatoche fekal atisut ang 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 atisut ang. Deliver I not over to the will of I mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out violence. Or, deliver I not over to the will of mine enemies, to the will of my haters, for false witnesses are risen up against I, and such as breathe out cruelty. Ye egzi abe herin, chernet, Bihyawanamidar Aizen Amnalo. If I had not be lived to look upon the goodness of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is thy divine majesty, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, in the land of the living, or I had fainted unless I had believed, admitted to see, to sight, the goodness of Ekziavihar, the sustainer, the good father, in the land of the living. Ekziavihrin tesa adrig berta libihim yitzna Ekziavihrin tesa adrig. Wait for Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Be strong and make thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou for Yahweh, for he who he be, is divine majesty, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Wait on Ekziavihar, the sustainer, the good father. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Ekziavihar, on the sustainer, on the good father, even the father of I and I, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christos. Amen. Glory to the Word, glory to the Son, glory to the power of our Father, the first power of the Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, in the name of Jesus Christos. Ketachina med hanantachinsin.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, 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 right here, 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 just a native speaker on today's daily psalm. Let's see right here, the board is a little bit out right there, but let's just ride up right here. The native speaker, Abraham Chabuda. Yes, I. Let's bring this up right here. Give me one moment right here, just a little bit. Our board is acting funny right here. Let's see if we can bring this up right here. Here we go. Native speaker, Abraham Chabuda. More a cappella, yes.
Mazmur Hayasidis. Bekenef Hayasabat. Saik Abayeda with Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ብርሃኔና መዳኒቴ ነው የሚያስፈራኝ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር የሕይወቴ መታመኛዋ ነው የሚያስደነግጠኝ ማን ነው ክፉዎች አስጨናቂዎቼ ጠላቶቼም ሥጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉ
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit in my second, Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, 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 a slight delay right there, there's here, but again, Abraham Chabu, the native speaker, here reciting the 27th psalm from the King of Kings Bible right here, here, here.
Mazmur 26 Bekenef 27 Saik Abaye Dawit Mazmur Egziabher Brhaninna Medanite no Yemiasferrany man no Egziabher Yehiwote Mettamenyawa no Yemiasdenegiteny man no Kufoch Aschennakioche Talatochem ሥጋዬን ይበሉ ዘንድ በቀረቡ ጊዜ እነርሱ ተሰናከሉና ወደቁ። ሠራዊትም ቢሰፍርብኝ ልቤ አይፈራም። ሰልፍም ቢነሳብኝ በዚህ እተማመናለሁ። እግዚአብሔርን አንዲት ነገር ለመንኩት እርሷንም እሻለሁ። በህይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔርን ደስ የሚያሰኘውንም አይ ዘንድ መቅደሱንም መመለከት ዘንድ በመከራዬ ቀን በድንኳኑ ሰውሮኛልና በድንኳኑም መሸሸጊያ ሸሽጎኛልና በዓለት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አድርጎኛልና እነሆ አሁን በዙሪያ ባሉ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ራሴን ከፍ ከፍ አደረገ። በድንኳኑም የልልታ መስዋዕትን ሰዋው። ለእግዚአብሔር ቀኛለሁ እዘምርለትም አለሁ። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ የጮኹትን ቃሌን ስማኝ፣ ማረኝና አድምጠኝ። አንተ ፊቴን እሹት ባልክ ጊዜ አቤቱ ፊትህን እሻለሁ፣ ልቤ አንተን አለ። ፊትህን ከኔ አትሰውር፣ ተቈጥተህ ከባሪያ ፈቀቅ አትበል። ረዳት ሁነኝ አትጣለኝም፣ የመድኃኒቴም አምላክ ሆይ አትተወኝ። አባቴና እናቴ ትተውኛልና እግዚአብሔር ግን ተቀበለኝ። አቤቱ መንገድህን አስተምረኝ፣ ስለ ጠላቶቼም በቀና መንገድ ምራኝ። የሐሰት ምስክሮችና አመፀኞች ተነስተውብኛልና ለጠላቶቼ ፈቃድ አትስጠኝ። የእግዚአብሔርን ቸርነት በሕያዋን ምድር አይ ዘንድ አምናለሁ። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ፣ በርታ፣ ልብህም ይጽና። እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ አድርግ።
So there's here the Royal Amharic, and here on the outro, the Hebrew. Yes, such on this right here. So here, writing up the Hebrew.
Boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
May the speaker first up, outro midrash after this double wise right here, the Hebrew. ML Cohen, Abraham Shmuloff here on the Barrington Levy dub, My Light and Salvation. Oh.
מזמור כ"ז לדוד. אדוני אורי וישעי, ממי אירא? אדוני מעוז חיי, ממי אפחד? בקרוב עלי מרעים לאכול את בשרי, צרי ואויבי לי, המה חשלו ונפלו. אם תחנה עלי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי. אם תקום עלי מלחמה, וזאת אני בוטח. אחת שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש. שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני, ולבקר בהיכלו. כי יצפנני בסוכו, ביום רעה יסתירני בסדר אהלו. בצור ירוממני, ועתה ירום ראשי על אויבי סביבותי, ואזבחה באהלו זבחי תרועה, אשירה ואזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא, וחונני וענני. לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני, את פניך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרתי היית. אל תתשני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי ישעי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יאספני. הורני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורח מישור. למען שורריי, אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ופיח חמס. לולא האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים. קווה אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקווה
El Adonai.
Yavadel Elohim Vein Haor Uvein Ha Choshek Choshek Yahuwah Ori Veyishai Mimi Ira Yahuwah Maoz Chayai Mimi Mimi Efcha Efcha Efshma Yahuwah Koli Ekra Vechaneini Wa Eneini Shema Yahuwah Koli Ekra Wichaneini, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Le David of David. Le David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, Mizmor Kaf Zain. Psalm XXVII. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame.
A flame.
Wahaya or Yisrael le'esh. Ua kedosho le. Lahava,
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 and the light of Israel,
Israel shall be Wahaya or Yisrael. For a fire,
le'esh,
his Holy One, u kedosho, and his kedosho, and his Holy One, u kedosho, le lahava, for a flame. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17. In the world's use, when a man carries about the light of a lamp inside Beito, inside his house, can he say, such and such a man who is my friend is free to use the light of the lamp. But such and such a man who is my foe is not free to use the light of the lamp. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, can limit the use of His light, since He created the light in the Olam Hava, in the age to come. Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, will not be able to see His light. As is said, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be put out. Or tzadikim yismach v'ner rishaim yidak. Psalm 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoices. Or tzadikim yismach. But the lamp, v'ner rishaim, the lamp of the ratchet of the wicked, yidak, shall be put out. Scripture says elsewhere, and Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Genesis Chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Vayomer Elohim, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. And Elohim said, let there be light. Vayomer Elohim. And Elohim said, Yehi Or, let there be light. Vayehi Or. And there was Or, and there was light. Vayar Elohim et haor ki tov. And Elohim saw the light. Wayare Elohim et haor,
saw the light,
that it was good. Ki tov, for good. for good. Ki tov, ki tov. Vayavdel Elohim vein ha'or uvein ha'choshek. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. Darkness. Vayavdel Elohim. Vayavdel Elohim. And Elohim divided vein ha'or, the light, uvein ha'choshek, from the choshek, from ha'choshek. As to the meaning of the latter words, there is a difference of opinion. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simeon maintained that Elohim divided the light for his own use, just like a king, a melech, a negus, even negus and a guess who, upon seeing a good portion says, quote, this portion shall be mine. Even so when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle set apart one, blessed be he, Baruch Hu, created his universe, his universe, and created the great light. He said, except for me, except for I, no creature shall be free to make use of this light. And thus, like this, scripture says in Daniel, in Daniel 2, 22, the light dwelleth with him. The light dwelleth light with dwell him. Light with dwell him. Light with dwell him.
Unahora imeha sherei. Unahora imeha shere.
The light dwelleth with him. Unahora, the light. Unahora imeha shere dwelleth with him. Rav Avin Halewi, the Levite, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, took Haor, the light, and covered himself with it as though it were a garment, and illumined his universe, his universe, with it. Hence, here it is said in Psalm 104, verse 2, he covered himself with light as with a garment.
Ote or kasamla, 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 kasamla.
He covered himself with light as with a garment. Who? He who covers with light as a garment.
Ote or kasamla,
kasamla, kasamla, kasamla. But the rabbis, the Rebbeinat, they maintain that HaElohim, the true good, the true God, set aside Haor, the light, for the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the age to come, like a melech, like a king, like a negus, even negus neges, who has a good portion, and says, this portion shall be for my son. Thus, like this, the scripture says in Psalm 97:11, light is sown for the righteous.
Or zarach la tzadik.
Light is sown. Or zarach. Zarach. Sown. Or light.
Or zarach la tzadik.
For the tzadik. For the righteous. Dawid, David asked, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universe, of the universe, when will the light come? HaElohim replied, when the time, the hour of redemption comes, and Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is rebuilt, I shall make the light come, says, saying to Yisrael, arise, and saying to Yisrael, saying to Israel, arise, arise, shine. For thy light
for
is
thy light,
come,
for thy light, come,
for thy light.
Kumi, ori, kiva, orek. Kumi,
arise. Ori, arise, shine, illuminate. Ori, kumi, ori, kiva, orek. Speaking to she, to Yisrael, arise, shine. For thy light is come in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, in Isaiah 60:1. Kumi, ori, kiva, oreik, oreik, oreik. As for nations, as for the goyim, the heathen, the Gentile, the international community, as for the nations, the goyim of haaretz, of the earth, the earthly plane, for them, the light shall be made into darkness. As is said in Yeshayah, in Isaiah 10:17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his sheep and his Shamia. In one day, Wahaya or Israel, le Aish, Ua Kedosho, le Lahava, Ua Vaera, we Akalaha, si Shito, Shito, Usha Miro, Beyom, Echad, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire. And his Holy One, his Isla One, his Set Apart One, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his Shit and his Shamir in one day. Uva era, we akla Shito. Ua Shemiro, Beyom Echad, in one day, Beyom Echad, who are referred to in the phrase his sheet or Shito, Shito, where Akala, Shito, Ua Shemiro. So who are referred to in the phrase sheet, Shito, and his Shamir, Shemiro? Those officials of the nations of the international community of Hagoyi who maintain themselves in luxury. KJV reads, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns, Shito, and his briars, Shemiro, in one day, Beyom Echad. Dawid, David, said to Elohim, show us light from that light. As is said, the Lord is God, and let him show us light. In Psalm 118, 27. El Yahuwah, Wayaer Lanu. El, true God, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Yahuwah is El. El Yahuwah, Wayaer Lanu. And let him, may he show us, may he shew us light. El is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, who hath shewed us, I and I, light. El Yahuwah, wa yair lanu. Elohim replied, as thou livest, I shall make the light come to Israel, and make a darkness come to Goyim, to the Goyim of the earth, to the heathen, to the nations of the earth, as Scripture says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahuwah, Jehovah, is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but Yahuwah, Jehovah, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, According to Isaiah, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1-2. Umi, Uri, Kiva, Orech, Ukavodi, Yahuwah, Olaich, Zarach, Ki Hine, Hahosheka, Yikase, Eret, Wa, Rafela, Leumima, We, Olaich, Yizrach, Yahuwah, Ukavodo, Alayich, Ye Rae. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Kumi, Ori, Kiva, Orech. And the glory of Jehovah, and the glory of he who be, who he be, is risen upon thee, I. Ukavod, Yahuwah, Alayich, Zarach. For behold, look and see. Ki hine. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Ha choshek, yikaseh eret, shall cover the eret. Ha choshek, yikaseh eret, shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, the peoples. Wa erafel aleumim, and the erafel, wa erafel aleumim, and gross darkness, the peoples. But Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, upon thee I. With alayich yizrach Yahuwah ukavodoa alayich yeraeh. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 61-2. One may marvel at this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given the world an instance of such a thing, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 22-23. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim and all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light. Vayeta Moshe et yado al hashamayim. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. Vayeta Moshe et yado. Allah Hashemayim. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim 3 days. Vayihi Hosheka Ifela. Hosheka efela, thick darkness. Hosheka efela, bekol eretz in all the land Mitzrayim of Egypt. Shilosheta yamin, 3 days. Shiloshet yamin, they saw not one another. Lo ra'u isha eta achio, and they saw not ish eta achio, they saw not man, his brother. Lo ra'u. Lo rao, they saw not seeing. Lo rao, isha eta achio. Will lo akamu isha miatachitayo. Neither rose any from his place. Will lo akamu ish miatachitayo. Shilosheta yamin for 3 days. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, all of the sons, ulkol Bnei Yisrael, hayaor, had light, there was light, hayaor, there was light, hayaor, there, moshavotam. There are Moshe Votam in their dwellings. Had light in their dwellings. What does one find scripture saying? What does one find the scripture saying of the time of the Iowa when the Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians were pursuing the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel? And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael, of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light, yet gave it illumination. Exodus chapter 14, verse 20. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim. Uvein machne Yisrael, vayehi ha'anana ve'ha'choshek, vayere et ha'laila, ulowak arav ze, ilze, kol ha'laila. And the pillar of cloud came between the camp of the Mitzrayim and the camp of Yisrael. Vayavo bein machne Mitzrayim uvein machne Yisrael. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light. And there was the cloud. Vayehi ha'anan v'ha'choshek. Vayehi ha'anan v'ha'choshek. And there was the cloud. Ha'anan. and the darkness. Ha Choshek, Weha Choshek, and the Choshek yet gave it light. Wayaer, 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 yet gave it light. But if the pillar of cloud was there, how could darkness be there? Or if darkness was there, how could the pillar of cloud be there? Rav Hoshaya explained that the pillar of cloud had two faces, a face of light for the children of Israel, and a face of darkness for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians. And so David said, I shall sing a song, a mizmor, concerning Elohim, the true God's light, concerning Elohim's illumination. As is said, Le David, Yahuwah ori, Weyishai, Mimira Yahuwah, Ma'oz Achayai, Mimia, Efchad, as it is said, a psalm of David, Le David, Yahuwah Ori, Jehovah is Ori, is my light, we Yishi, and Yishi, and my salvation, and my Yeshua. Another comment on Yahuwah Ori, we Yishi, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Path, path,
noon,
path,
noon,
noon, path.
Noon.
Near liraglia derakeka orla lina tirana 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 tirana. Thy word. Devarekeka, devarek, devareka, devareka. The I word, devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner li ragli, devareka. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner, a lamp. Ner li ragli, ragli, for my feet, to my feet. Ner li ragli, devareka. And a light to my path. We'ora lin tivati, we'or, and a light, we'ora lin tivati. Psalm 119, 105. With whom may the wicked harasha, the ratchet, be compared? With a man who was walking in the middle of night in pitch darkness, so that when he came to a stone, he stumbled over it. And when he came to a pit, he fell into it. To such a man, apply the words from Proverbs 4 and 19. The way of the wicked, of the ratchet, is in darkness. They know not at what they stumble.
They stumble.
They stumble. They
Derek Rishaim, Kaifela, Lo Yadu, Bame, Ye Kashel.
The way of the wicked is in darkness.
Derek Rishaim, the way of the Rishaim, the ratchet. Derek Rishaim, Ka Efela, in darkness, Ka Efela. Lo Yadu, they don't know. Lo Yadu, Bame,
at what,
Bame, Yikashelu, Bame, Yikashelu,
they know not at what they stumble. Proverbs 4:19. And with whom may the righteous be compared? With a man who was walking in the way, but who had a lighted lamp in his hand, so that when he came to a stone, he took heed of it and did not stumble. And when he came to a pit, he took heed of it and did not fall into it. Even so, David said, when I was about to profane HaShabbat, HaTorah, the Torah gave light to me, for it says, remember, Zakor, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Exodus 20:8. When I was about to commit adultery, HaTorah gave light to me, gave light to I, for it says, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
Leviticus 20 and 10. Hence, David declared, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Ner l'ragli devareka weora lina tevati. Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet. Ner l'ragli devareka weora lina tevati. And a light to my path. If ner, then why or? If ner, if lamp, then why light? If light, if or, then why ner, why lamp? But David meant this. When I begin studying words of Torah, though I barely begin with them, still they give forth light, illumination. But as I go deeper into Torah, into John's directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, then many gates of light, of awe, open to me, open to I. Hence, David speaks of a lamp, a ner, that broadens into or, into light. A different comment on ner le ragli devareka we ora lina tevati. Another comment on thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When did David speak this verse? When he was going into the valley of Rephaim, and yet would not go up into battle against the Philistines, until he had inquired of the Urim and Thummim, You find that when Samuel went to anoint David, The ministering angels in the presence, in the face, the perception of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, making accusations against David, saying, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe, wherefore art thou taking away the kingship from Shaul, from Saul, and giving it to David, and giving it to David, and giving it to David? HaElohim answered, I shall tell you wherein Shaul and David differ. Saul, went to inquire of the Urim and Thummim. But as soon as he saw the Philistines preparing to attack him, he said to the priest, withdraw thy hand. Not waiting for HaKohen the priest to finish the inquiry, as is said, it came to pass while Saul talked to HaKohen the priest, that the tumult that was in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul and Shaul said to HaKohen, withdraw thy hand, in 1 Samuel 14:19. But David, even when he saw the Philistines in the valley of Rephaim preparing to attack him, began at once to inquire of the Urim and Thummim, as is said in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of Jehovah, he said, thou shalt not go up. Make a circuit behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. By this Elohim meant, until thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, thou shalt not as much as stretch out a hand against the Philistines, even if they come near thee, even if they come near the eye. But let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, not the sound of a going behind the Philistines, that then thou shalt determine to Aliyah, to go up. The words, thou shalt determine, usually denote decision, as in the phrase from Job 14 and 5, seeing his days are determined. For then will Yahuwah Jehovah be going out before the eye to smite the Zava, the host of the Philistines. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 24. And why did Elohim say to David that the sign of his going out to help him was to be the sound of a going, not behind the Philistines, but in the tops of the mulberry trees. Rav Berakayo said, in order to intimate that Elohim himself, as it were, would be going out from among the prickly tops of the mulberry trees, for there is a kind of mulberry tree completely covered with thorns, so that whenever a man touches it, he cries out in sudden pain. Thus, like this, the verse means to teach you indirectly that whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, of Israel, are in distress, it is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is also in distress. As it is said in Isaiah 63:9, in all their affliction, He was afflicted. Likewise, we are told in Exodus 3:2, and the angel, the Melaaki Yahuwah of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a thorn bush. Here again, why out of a thorn bush and not out of another kind of tree? Because, as it is said in Psalm 91:15, I am with him in trouble. When the Philistines came up and the hosts of Israel saw them, for the Philistines were not far away from them, not even as much as 4 cubits away, the hosts of Israel asked David, why do we stand still? David answered them, because I have already been commanded by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, not to stretch out even a hand against the Philistines until we see the tops of the mulberry tree sway. Should we stretch out a hand against them, we shall die forthwith. If I and I do not stretch out a hand against them, they may slay us, I and I, forthwith. But it is better that we, that I and I, die the death of the righteous than the death of the ratchet, the death of the wicked. Let us, I and I then, you and I and I, lift up our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One. Blessed be He. But at this instant, the tops of all the mulberry trees began swaying, and forthwith the host of Israel attacked the Philistines, as is said. And David did so, and Jehovah commanded him, as Adonai commanded him, and smote the Philistines, 2 Samuel 5:25. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was able to say to the ministering angels, mark the difference between David and Shaul, between David and Saul, and what brought about David's deliverance. It was the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, that David fulfilled, and that gave him or, that gave him light, that gave him illumination. Hence, David said, thy word, thy word is a lamp to my feet, nera liragli, devareka, thy word is a lamp to my feet, to my feet, to my feet, to my feet. To another comment on Yahuwah Ori, Yishai, Jehovah is my light. Yahuwah Ori, Yishai, and my salvation. Rav Eliezer interpreted the entire Mizmor, the entire psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zain, the 27th psalm. He interpreted the entire psalm, Mizmor, as referring to the Bnei Yisrael at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea. Thus, Yahuwah Jehovah was my light, Yahuwah Ori, was my light at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etar Abahir, at the Eritrean Sea. For it is said in Exodus 14:20, the cloud gave light by night there, we Yishai, and my salvation at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etar Abahir. For it is said thus, like this, Yahuwah save Yisrael that day, in Exodus 14:30. Whom shall I fear? Mimi ira. Mimi ira, from whom? From who? Mimi ira, whom shall I fear? At the Yam Suf, at the Etar Abahir, Moshe said to Ha'am, fear you not, in Exodus 14 and 20. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yah, is the strength of my life. At the Yam Suf, Yisrael sang. Jah is my strength and song in Exodus 15, 2. Of whom shall I be afraid? Mimira, 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 Mimira. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fear and dread shall fall upon them. Exodus 15 and 2. Pharaoh came near in Exodus 14, 10a. To do what? To eat up my flesh. Pharaoh said, I will pursue, I will overtake my lust. My soul, my sight, and my lust shall be satisfied upon them. In Exodus 15 and 9. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, a wicked Arasha, a ratchet man, does not leave this world until he has pronounced sentence upon himself. Hence it is written, I will pursue, I will overtake. It is not written.
It is not written.
It is not written. It is not written. It is not written. It is not written. It is not written here. We will pursue. We will overtake. But I will pursue. I will overtake. Really signifying, I will be pursued. I will be overtaken. It is not written here. We will divide the spoil. But I will divide the spoil. Really signifying, I will be divided as spoil. 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 Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. In today's daily psalm. For it is said, but as for Pharaoh and his hosts, he overthrew them in the Yam Suf, in the Etar Abihir, in Psalm 136 and 15. The Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael said, From now on, though a host of Mitzrayim, Egyptians, should again encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war with Amalek, and my lake should arise against I, yet will I put my trust in him. In Psalm 27, verse 3. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, blessed be he, 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 blessed be he.